This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagier.
Who are you and what do you do?
So my name is Stephen Thompson, and I am a school developer. So one of the things I do is I'm an educational administrator, I'm a school principal, but I'm also working on starting my own charter school in Los Angeles, California.
Stephen, how are you involved with user adoption?
So I've been a database administrator. I'm also in charge of purchasing the software that we will use as far as the computer software. And you need to have computer software in a school. That's the way a school gets paid, through attendance reporting. And you need to buy what's called a student information system to track the attendance. And that attendance goes into another database called CalPADS in the state of California. And that's how a school gets funded. And there's also, you need to assess students for their academic performance. And you need to have a database to be able to do that. So more and more, the accountability standards for academic performances are requiring schools to use more and more data to demonstrate academic performance. So you have to work across multiple databases. And also, you're in a position where you have to purchase multiple databases in schools and work to get all of those databases to communicate with each other in order to demonstrate academic performance. Also, when I work in a virtual school, you're also using a database to have parents submit their demographic information. And you're also having teachers being able to record grades and those sorts of things. But then there's also security features as well when you're working with a database, as far as like you're taking demographic information from parents, which can be, you know, proof of residency, social security numbers. So you're looking at web security in the type of database that you're going to take, use, and as well the databases that your teachers are going to be used to deliver academic content. And there's becoming more and more databases that you have to use for academic content, and also as far as device management that you have for both students and for teachers, and keeping all this information secure when you go into using things such as Google Classroom and issuing emails to students, and how you use social media specifically in release forms and all the things that you need on the back end to ensure that you're not only running the databases correctly, but you're also making sure that the databases are secure and that you're operating them safely so that students and parent information is used correctly.
Stephen, what are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
The biggest challenges with user adoption is managing multiple individuals. So for instance, you have your developers who are your coders, and then you also have your users. And sometimes there's a barrier between the language. So sometimes a coder doesn't necessarily understand the shoes that the user is in. And when the user has a problem, they don't know how to communicate in technical language to be able to communicate with a coder. Then you don't know if you're talking to an account manager, if you're talking to a coder, or who the person is you need to talk to. And then you run into situations where there could be conflict. And the conflict is really not over. The conflict usually exists at a lack of understanding of how everything works together. So that's a huge challenge, managing those various users, managing the technical people who are putting together the software, managing the educators who are using the software, and then having to manage the parents to get them to understand how the software works. Now, when all of these are working together, you get a very seamless, and you save a lot of time. You know, from the days where you used to do paper grade books, and now we have everything online. If you lose your paper grade book, you know, it's over for you. But if you accidentally erase your grades in a database, well, that's easily restorable. Like if you're working in a Google Sheets, or if you're working in a large database, you can easily recover documents. You can easily find documents. You can make a lot of decisions as an educator much faster once you have a database working, and you can really get down to helping students a lot quicker. When you're able to get all of your data together in one place, you can make educational decisions a lot quicker, and you can make decisions as far as how you're going to lead or run the school much quicker once you have all of your data in line and you have all your databases working together.
Stephen, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
I would like to share, I think, number one, I think technical people should learn a little bit about the educational background or the background of the people who are going to be using your product. And sometimes that occurs where I think you have a technical person usually will have their tech support geared around a system that they have put together. So if you call in, you have to, you have your ticket and you don't know if you're talking to an account manager. You don't know if you're talking to a coder. It would be easier to get you to the right person who can answer your question. And sometimes really knowing that the non-technical person doesn't have the experience that you do. And sometimes you're putting the client in a position where they need to have a technical background that is on par with the technical background that you have. And maybe somebody should remember that, hey, these are people who are users and they don't have the technical background. And I'm going to need to step in and give a solution at some point. And I think sometimes it would be good for the users to develop a little bit of a technical background and to at least try to learn how to navigate. You don't have to necessarily learn how to code, but you need to know, like, okay, this is a coding problem, so I should speak to the programmer. Or this is a sales problem, so I should only speak to the account manager. Or to be patient with the system. So if they ask you to go through the support chat, and then fill out the surveys. And I found this in a recent interaction that I had with a large tech company that I was really frustrated with the way that I was being handled. But then when I just patiently went through the systems that they had established, my problem got solved. So I think sometimes we want urgency. We want to get it done right away. But I think if we follow the process that they have laid out, I do think that a company does, when they put their support systems in place, the intent is to solve your problem. Now, it's not solving it as fast as we want it to be solved. But I do believe if we follow the process that it will work. So as a user, you don't need to come in and be like, I need it solved right away. Let me talk to your supervisor. Because I think the companies have already figured that out, that's what somebody is going to say. Just patiently take a deep breath and go through the process. And if you follow the process they have set up, then I think you will get your solution solved. Probably not as quick as you want them solved, but you will get them solved. And I think you'll get a lot better rather than calling in and blowing somebody up and saying, you know, I want this resolved right away and I need to talk to your supervisor. And I've seen that happen too. And I think on the user end, you think that's effective and it'll get you advanced, but it really doesn't. Because I think the companies, that's the first thing they prepare for, is the person who's going to call in and try to jump over the process. And I think on the other end, there's a person who is not going to put their job in jeopardy because you're upset. So they're not going to disobey their process just to satisfy you. So they're going to put you through the process. And I think as a user, you should go through that process that they have set up for you.
Steven, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
So I have a podcast called The Steven Thompson Experience. Then I'm also going to be opening up my own charter school called Axion Education. We're going to be starting off on all the major social media sites, Twitter, Facebook, on July 1st. We have a website that is up, axioneducation.com. You'll find me there. You can also email me, stephenjthompson@axioneducation.com. And we're in the process right now of picking all of our systems for our new school that we're going to be opening in the fall of 2019.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Stephen.
Thank you.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.